Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Brad Forbes Show. This is a live broadcast this Sunday, May 20th, the year 2007. Just a little bit after 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Here in the bright, sunny Florida. It's shaping up to be a nice day in my neck of the woods. We're about 40 miles, 30 miles from the Bugaboo Fire, and the last week or so has been hit or miss on the smoke. It depends on which way the wind's been blowing, and it's kind of a strange thing to go outside your home at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the afternoon this time of year, and it'd be dark outside, and street lights are on, and then just to have everything covered in ash and soot, and the air quality's been rather poor, but it looks today like it's shaping up, and like I said, where I'm at in relationship to the fire, to be a nice day. So, and I was looking at reports last night that the firefighters seem to be getting a grip on it. So that's some good news from North Central Florida. The call-in number today is 1-800-313-9443. Again, it's 1-800-313-9443. Feel free to call in and debate with me or agree with me, or if you've got a point you want to get across, give us a call, 1-800-313-9443. Also, check out the republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org. They've got some really good bargains there. Satellite dish, $149. It's the free-to-air small dish. It's $149, and you might have to get a little bit of mounting hardware or something like that, but it should be pretty much right out of the box, $149. And I've installed a couple small satellite dishes. It can be tedious work getting it all set up, but this is free to air. Once you've got it installed up and running, you've got, you know, the world at your fingertips with these dishes. And the programming is, you know, is free. What a great gift. You know, you got Father's Day coming up. Here, Dad, how about a satellite dish? You can tune into Republic Broadcasting 24/7. And again, you know, it goes to a good cause, is to keeping the network up and running, and it's just a win-win situation all the way around. Also, check out the other sponsors at the website, republicbroadcasting.org. Show some support with the sponsors. I mean, there are some really cool products out there that you can get via the website and click on the banners, and air purifying salt crystal lamps. I mean, some really cool stuff. And really worthy spending a little bit of time surfing around, checking it out. And again, that's republicbroadcasting.org. And I encourage everybody to at least go and check it out, and to let everybody else know how they can go and check it out. You know, it's not hard to tell a friend. Write it down on a scrap of paper, a memo, stick it on his monitor, check this out, and get him to check out the network, different products there. You know, everybody's going to benefit from it. And I was looking last Friday. Gold closed at, well, I say it closed. It was selling at, well, there's the break every time. We'll pick this back up on the other side, folks.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. by doing nothing more than you're doing right now because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This Sunday morning on the 20th, we were talking about gold prices right before the break. Gold closed, or was selling, let me get this right here. About 1:30 in the afternoon on Friday, gold was selling for $660.60, which was up $4.50. Silver, $12.89, up 13 cents. Platinum, $13.24. up $9. You know, if you look at these gold prices at 660, I remember, you know, way back into the, I guess it would be the Clinton years when gold was about 250, 300 an ounce, and the people on the tube were saying, well, gold isn't a very good way to invest your money. It look how cheap it is, and it doesn't do anything. And well, I'm sitting here looking at $660, which is, you know, just for the sake of discussion, double what it was back then, which in easy terms to grasp, that means your dollar's worth half of what it was back then. I mean, the ounce of gold is still the ounce of gold, no more, no less, ounce of gold. So now it's going to take double the amount of your Federal Reserve notes to get that same ounce of gold. Well, you know, if you listen to very much alternative radio or media, and now even it's starting to seep into the mainstream media that the U.S. dollar may be slipping a little bit. And if that's the case, and these same people that were talking about gold prices doubling back then are saying, well, hey, look, gold is going to double again. Or what they're really saying, and a lot of them are outright saying it, the dollar is going to devaluate and only be worth half as much as what it's worth today. Which, you know, I mean, I'm not a mathematician, but double 660 and you're up to 1,200, 1,300. So, and again, I'm not a gold and silver broker or dealer or anything like that. I'm just an average guy, a normal Joe, you know, worked in the transportation industry for 20 years. But I can still look at numbers and see that they're doubled what they were a few years ago since I started paying attention to this kind of stuff. And I mean, they've even been higher than this. They were up around 900 there for a while, 800. They've tapered back down, 660. I mean, something just to think about. You know, I mean, I talked to a guy the other day, and he said that, you mean when you buy gold, you actually get the gold? I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't buy something and not get it. Why? Well, I didn't know you actually got the gold. And, you know, stock market's sort of that way. A lot of people buy stocks in companies, and they never actually even get the stock in their hand. They just get a paper from some stockbroker saying that they own this many stocks, but they don't actually, you know, these stockbrokers will tell you, well, it's a big hassle to give you the paperwork, and then you got to keep up with it, and if anything was to happen to them, it's just better if we keep them. And they convince you of this, and you don't even take claim of your own stocks. So it's not unfathomable for me to think to myself, well, I guess it wouldn't be unrealistic to think that you wouldn't actually get your gold or your silver or your platinum or your palladium or whatever precious metal it is you're buying. I mean, aluminum. I mean, you know, aluminum may not be a precious metal, but it's still one that I remember the buck a pound, 90 cent a pound on aluminum, and, you know, it don't take very many cans to get a pound, to get a dollar. And then if you start thinking it on larger terms, trading that all in to get, say, an ounce of silver, saving them ounces of silver to get your ounce of gold, however you want to look at it. But metal prices are what they are, and they're a direct reflection, I mean, like a barometer of your dollar. And it's real simple to look at it. That ounce of gold, there's nothing more special about a $600 ounce of gold than there is a $300 ounce of gold. A silver dollar, you know, or a silver bullion piece, or a little square round, a bullion round, or these little square bullion pieces, they'll say Engelhard or whatever on them. There's no difference between a $6 bullion round and a $12 one. No, folks, your dollar is just worth less. Your Federal Reserve note is worth that much less. But let me ask you this question. Are you making any more money? Are you making double what you were in the Clinton years? I mean, back when you could get an ounce of gold for $300 an ounce, you were making $8 an hour. What are you making now? Are you making $16? To say, well, I don't, you know, I make double what I did then, so it really doesn't matter that it costs twice as much? No. You're probably still making, or, you know, you may have had a few raises or whatever in there since then, but you're still back at that old pay rate. The fuel price is now $3, $4 a gallon, $5, $6. You know, who knows where it's going to end? $10. Like anyone cares, as far as those that are setting the price. I care. I'm the one paying it. But, I mean, those that are setting these prices, like they care? Like they care that you're getting pinched in the wallet for buying a gallon of gas? I don't think so. Record profits, year after year now. Quarter after quarter, record profits. The state, they're getting their gouge on you with the taxes. There's no talk about lowering that down to help you out. And the federal government, they're getting their pinch on you for the highways and different things to be improved on. And they're not talking about copping you any slack here, are they? No. The oil companies, are they going to give you a break? Nope. Record profits. I mean, wake up. And the reason I'm bringing this up is that you need to move on this now, not later. I mean, I look back at some of these gold prices. I wish I would have taken everything I owned back at 250 and sold it all off and went and put all my money into $250 an ounce gold. Look what it would be worth now. Or I should say, look how much less that dollar bill. I mean, it's funny, people will talk about having this much money in the bank, like that's a good thing. You know, I've got X amount of dollars, it's just sitting there in the bank, drawing me interest. And they're proud, and they'll put them chest feathers out, and cock that tail up there, and ban around like a rooster. But they've got money in the bank, and they don't have anything. They have zip, zilch, nothing. They chain the bank up and tell the guy, tough luck. Maybe they don't even go that extreme. Maybe it's just they devaluate the dollar down to where it's like take a shopping cart of cash to buy a loaf of bread. You know, it seems somewhere, I heard my granddad telling me about this when I was a kid. Over in Germany, that's right, took a shopping cart of cash to buy a simple loaf of bread. It's already happened in this country during the Depression. Hey, fella, can you spare a dime? Reduced our country to basically moochers and beggars. Guys, that, I mean, there wasn't any jobs. There was nothing. A system set up much like this same Federal Reserve System that we have today. Dollar bills. They're not backed by silver. They're not backed by gold. They're just worth something because they say they're worth something. The only reason they have any value is because you can take your dollar bill that you've got in your pocket right now, and if you have two of them, $2 bills, you can walk into a convenience store and buy a bottle of pop and be handed a bunch of clad coins back. That's right. I mean, where I live, you're not going to buy a bottle of pop for less than a dollar. Here again, think back. Say, bottle of pop, same bottle of pop. You might get 20 ounces instead of 16 now, but I remember buying bottles of pop 35 cents, 50 cents. Cans of pop were 50 cents for the longest time. Now they want buck a can or $1.39, $1.49 for a bottle of pop. Soda, cold drink. Depending on where you live. Anyway, that wasn't where I was wanting to go with this today, but I did want to point that out about these gold prices and these metal prices. And again, you can go to republicbroadcasting.org, check out the homepage, and there's the break right on cue. We'll pick this up on the other side, folks. You are tuned into the Brad Forbes Show.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are tuned in to the Brad Forbes Show. I'm your host, Brad Forbes. This is a live broadcast on Sunday the 20th. We've got a caller, Ken from Tennessee. Welcome aboard, Ken.
Hey, hello. Good show, Brad. I know you wanted to maybe move in another direction, but it just occurred to me that what you were just talking about provides a very good opportunity for RBN listeners who are always on the lookout for a way to start opening people's eyes. This is a very good way to do this when you check out a supermarket or the ubiquitous Walmart or whatever. When somebody comments, man, the prices are going sky high, you can reply, no, your dollar's just worth less. And that's not much, but that's liable to plant the seed, and you never know. Because people just don't look at it that way. Only RBN listeners actually understand this paradigm of the lessening value of the dollar. And I think sometimes we forget that. The rest of the world has no clue. They think things are just getting more expensive for some unknown reason.
Right. And even myself, you know, you look at the price of gold, and you say, wow, I bought this gold at $250, and I can sell it for $660. I'm making money.
Right. It's ingrained in our culture that the dollar is what it is. It is the gold standard, and it is not. But it's so ingrained in the American economy and in the American psyche that people will just look at you like you're from Mars when you say, no, your dollar is just not worth as much.
And it's so hard to get that. You know, I about fell over. I went into a convenience store, And they wanted like $1.49 for a bottle of pop.
Exactly.
And I about fell over. I was like, you know, I remember the 50-cent days, and now we're talking three times that.
Right, and it's the same pop. And it's the same money, so something got more valuable or something got less valuable. And it's just the natural inclination of the human mind to think that somehow the pop is more valuable now. But that's not the case.
Will it cost more to produce it, which it does? I mean, at diesel fuel being $3 a gallon, it is going to cost more to deliver it, to produce it. But, you know, everything else should be reflecting these prices as well. As when I say everything else, your pay should be reflecting that. But it's not.
Right, and that's how they're...
And I say you, the worker, is still making about what he made. A buddy of mine was telling me, he said, you know, I went to work in the Pontiac Motor Works, and he said I was making $15 an hour, and this was back in, I don't know, like the late 60s or early 70s. And, you know, guys today making $15 an hour are lucky.
Sure.
So, you know, those jobs are going by the by, and we're being left with being reduced to being Walmart workers.
Exactly, and that's how they're pulling wealth out of the economy. But I just thought I'd throw that in. If anybody wants another way, RBN listeners seem to always be wanting to look for the way to wake people up, and that's just another way. You can say, no, the pot's worth, it's not worth $1.50. It's still worth 50 cents. It's just that your buck now is only worth 50 cents instead of $1.50. And that really throws them off. But great show. Have a good one.
Thanks for calling, Ken. Folks, again, if you look at the power of multiplication, if Ken goes out today and he talks to somebody about these problems, if you will, solutions, I mean, you can take different routes with people. You don't have to hit them with the negativity. You can hit them with something positive like, hey, you got to check out this deal that I found. I mean, we're going to make some money on this. You know, you can do this and buy into this. And, I mean, folks, it's almost a sure thing that gold prices are going to go up, or it's almost a sure thing that your dollar is going to go down. How can I say this? Am I an economist that's been to Harvard or Yale and I've got all these degrees hanging up? No, I don't. But I know one thing. A country has to produce something to sell something. What do we have to sell other than services? You know, folks, we've shut our steel mills down. We've shut our auto manufacturing plants down. And I know there's those of you that say, wait a second, they're making Hondas here and they're making Toyotas there. Right, they're assembling them. They're not manufacturing. There's a big difference. The parts are made in Japan, China, Taiwan, wherever, brought over here in containers, shipped to these plants in Tennessee, and they're not paying the workers in Tennessee at these plants what they were paying them up in Detroit. And that's a fact. You know, the world used to revolve around Detroit. Not anymore, folks. I've been there. I've drove through Detroit. It about made me want to cry to look at these massive, massive buildings just vacant. Windows broke out of them. Just building after building after building. And to think to yourself, well, they probably used to make seat belts in that one and windows in this one. They probably made the headliners down here in this one. And all these buildings are vacant. All them jobs are gone. NAFTA, GATT, all these fair trade. Yeah, right. And then it affected my industry, the railroad industry. We're here at the break, folks. We'll pick this back up on the other side. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You know, yesterday I went down to the local super center. I had to do some shopping. And we were back in the pet section. And I had to get some dog food and some things like that. And I look over, and here's this lady, and she's got a dog up in her hands. You know, a little, I don't know, a Pomeranian or... It wasn't a Chihuahua. It was some little dust mop kind of dog. And walking around the store with it. I looked over at her and I said, you know, lady, you don't have much sense bringing a dog into the store. Well, what's going on here? And she looked at me and said that I needed to calm down. Mind my own business. And I said, you know, lady, it is my business. You're in a supermarket, a grocery store with an animal. This isn't a third world country where we ride on a bus with chickens, you know. It's not just the animal in the supermarket. I go into the store all the time. I see people walking around barefoot. I see them walking around without shirts on. carrying dogs in their arms through the stores. You go to the grocery stores, the marketplaces, wherever, and people just turn their kids loose like some type of wild Indians on the war path, pump them full of sugar and turn them loose in the store, right? And then they can, or the ones that are all riddled out, staggering around like zombies from Land of the Dead or something, just clogging up the aisles in a, like they're staggering around like they're all doped up. That's exactly what they are. And it's either that or they're running around all pepped up from sugar, wound up, and no one's in control, no one's in charge. Then, like I said, you don't need the shirt. Just walk on in. Why bother wearing shoes? You know, I live down here in the South, and a lot of these boys down here chew tobacco. Snuff and dip and leaf, I don't know. They chew their stuff and spit it everywhere. And I'll give them credit. They don't spit on sidewalks down here. They don't spit in your, like if they come in your house on your floor. But, I mean, come on, you're at the gas station or the parking lot. Yeah, they're spitting everywhere. And you go walk around on that barefoot and then walk right on into the grocery store bringing bacteria, germs, disease with you. Come on, get it right. Not to mention the fact that whatever happened to no shirt, no shoes, no service. What's happened in America, folks? You know, what has gone wrong where people bring dogs into grocery stores? And moreover, when I say something about it, when I'm the belligerent American and say, hey, look, I don't like the fact of you bringing a dog into this store. I've got dogs. I'm a dog lover. But I don't take my dog to the grocery store or the hospital. You know, I got to go down here and you know, go for a physical. Come on, boy, load up. Let's go to the doctor's office or, you know, whatever. I mean, there's a time and a place for everything in the grocery store. There's no place for an animal. But, folks, we are slowly and surely ever descending our what we'll put up with. We put up with illegal aliens coming across our border just night and day, just wide open. Come on in, take a job that nobody wants to do, right? Now our borders are open to the Mexican truck drivers. Come on in, have a few more jobs. It's okay, we got plenty. I go to the grocery store, I buy a couple pounds of hamburger, you know, and I'm in line behind a couple illegals that can't even speak English with a WIC check, and they're buying porterhouse steaks. They don't even know how to sign the check. Lady at the store is trying to tell them that you got to sign the check, endorse it. They just smile. They don't speak English. They just look back and smile. Why wouldn't you? You know, I mean, if I thought I could move to Denmark and that they were going to give me porterhouse steaks, a free ride, I might work if I have to. If not, I'll just take a siesta. I mean, who ever heard of the like? I don't know. Here's a story. CNN.com, child in daycare dies after being bound with tape. A daycare worker was being held Saturday in the death of a 2-year-old boy whose hands were bound and his mouth covered with masking tape, police said. The boy, who had been on life support, died Thursday. Vicki Lee Childs was being held without bail on a complaint of first-degree murder. She was the only worker at the facility at the time, looking after 8 children, ages 7 and younger. Child told police the boy would not be quiet for nap time, so she used the tape to silence him, an arrest report states. She said she left the boy unattended for a few minutes and came back to find him lying on the floor unresponsive. She said she called for an ambulance and tried to perform CPR. the state agency that oversees child daycare operators was investigating child business, said Mary Lever, an agency spokeswoman. Seven kids looking after, or eight children, excuse me, looking after eight kids. You know, I know people that had 12 and 14 kids. A friend of ours, he come from a family of like 12 or 14. He loses track. How can I keep up with it, you know? And how did his mom keep up with it? With duct tape and masking tape? Again, they feed these kids full of sugar. They don't teach them any discipline in this country anymore. Why? It's not Junior's fault that he's misbehaving. Maybe a timeout will work, huh? Folks, we need to get back to more the American way of, you know, dealing with children. They used to have a paddle when I went to school. You got swats. You got whipped. Teacher would take you out in the hallway and get another teacher and let you have it. And you thought twice about doing it the next time. But I guess today they just duct tape them and throw them in the closet. I mean, and we tolerate this, folks. I've got another article here from the Wall Street Journal. It's actually an opinion, and it's by Bernard Lewis, dated May 16th, 2007. Was Osama right? Islamists always believed the U.S. was weak. Recent political trends won't change their view. During the Cold War, two things came to be known and generally recognized in the Middle East concerning the two rival superpowers. If you did anything to annoy the Russians, punishment would be swift and dire. If you said or did anything against the Americans, not only would there be no punishment, there might even be some possibility of a reward. As the usual anxious procession of diplomats and politicians, journalists and scholars and miscellaneous others came with their usual pleading inquiries, what have we done to offend you? What can we do to put it right? And it says a few examples may suffice. During the troubles in Lebanon in the 1970s and 80s, there were many attacks on American installation and individuals, notably the attack on the Marine barracks in Beirut of 83, followed by a prompt withdrawal and a whole series of kidnappings of Americans, both official and private, as well as Europeans. There was only one attack on Soviet citizens when one diplomat was killed and several others kidnapped. The Soviet response to their local agents was swift and direct against the family of the leader of the kidnappers. The kidnapped Russians were promptly released, and after that there were no attacks on Soviet citizens or installations throughout the period of Lebanese troubles. Okay, if you go on to read this article, and I don't really want to go there with it, but what this article is trying to get the uneducated, the unaware American to think is that we need to go and open up a can of whoop over there and in the Middle East and get ourselves maybe even a little bit deeper into a war we don't need to be in. That's his... Basically, his punchline is that, well, when somebody does something, he goes on to say, like the terrorist or whatever with 9/11, we had to do this. Well, that's all assuming that it was terrorists from radical Islamic Muslim terrorists that did 9/11. But what if it wasn't? What if it wasn't Muslims? What if it was Spectre? You know, the people that James Bond chases around. What if it was Spectre? What if they done it? This shadow behind the scenes organization. What if they did it and they're trying to blame the Muslims to put us into a war with the Muslims? Imagine that concept. But here you've got this guy basically saying, and rightfully so, that if you do something to America, the response should be swift. Like if you come streaming across our borders, like an invasion, the answer should be swift. Right, we should have our army not in Iraq, not in Afghanistan, but in New Mexico, Arizona, California, Texas. I'll bet that would slow the immigration problem down, huh? A little bit of National Guard action down there on the border. Not as support for some Border Patrol agency, no. With orders to shoot to kill. Anything that comes across this TKZ gets a zap put on it. Plain, simple English. Stay out. Enough. But no, we're going to go over and secure some border three-quarters of the way around the world? Huh. And you can voluntarily pay your taxes to have all this kind of stuff going on? And then like the lady at Walmart that's walking around with a dog in the store telling me to calm down? Come on, just calm down. Take a Ritalin and take a chill pill. Don't worry about it. It's just a dog in the store. It's just whoever coming across the border. I'm sure the criminals from Mexico don't come over here or El Salvador or wherever. I'm sure they all stay down there, don't you? Because I'll bet the thieving's better down there than it is here. I mean, they don't even talk about that kind of stuff on the controlled media. You won't hear that anywhere but like right here at Republic Broadcasting. Someplace that does believe in free speech, that doesn't necessarily believe, say that Republic Broadcasting agrees with what I'm saying, but they are at least providing me with a venue for free speech so that I can say that I disagree with the fact that our border's wide open and that criminals and thugs and people with diseases, along with people that are all okay that just want to come over here and work, yeah, they all coming over, folks. But in our country, we duct tape our kids up, throw them in the closet, and say, come on, I don't want to do this job no more. I can't deal with seven or eight kids, so we better get an undocumented worker in here to do the job because I can't deal with it. What is America turning to? They've dumbed us down to make us think that those dollar bills in your pocket are worth something. That you should put your kid in the service to go fight overseas. You know, I have all the respect in the world for our servicemen. But why are they overseas defending a nation that can't even spell democracy? Those people, it's totally a republic, democracy, whatever you want to call it. Our way of doing business is totally foreign to those people. It should be. It's their culture. Our culture is our culture. Who are we to take our way of doing things to them? Let them figure it out on their own. But yet, here down here on our border, these people are invading our country. It's an outright invasion. Look at the numbers of the illegals. Then look at the numbers of men we dumped on the beaches in Normandy. You know, I mean, their numbers monthly are the same as what we put on the beaches at Normandy. And yet the Mexican invasion rolls on month after month after month. Meanwhile, our servicemen are all over in Iraq and Afghanistan getting blown up from people that don't want them there. So the logic here would be bring them home, put them on the border here in America. It ain't going to happen. It is not going to happen. The New World Order, their lackeys, have one thing in mind for America, and that is to bring us on down. It's plain and obvious. They've run our industry off. They've ripped up all the railroads all over this country. They've hoodwinked us into every kind of, you know, what they call progress, which is actually regress. They've got us, our kids, I mean, the youth today walk around with their britches halfway down their you know what I'm saying, their pants halfway down their legs, underwear showing, look like some kind of creep. They got these kids thinking that anarchy and anarchism is like the way to go, yet the parents are stupid to it all. They're more worried about their golf game or going shopping at the mall or whatever their little trip is. Take a look around, folks. This is America. It doesn't have to be this way. But when you see the lady at Walmart walking around with the dog, when you see the guy walking into the convenience store without a shirt on, say something. Use that freedom of speech that you're, you know, God-given. We'll pick this up on the other side, folks. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Welcome back, folks. It's been another fast hour. I'm looking up at the clock here, and it's just rolled right on by. I want to encourage everybody, again, republicbroadcasting.org. Check out some of the other sponsors and some of the other show hosts. I mean, go to their different websites, surf around there. I mean, it's a really good homepage to set your computer to. Turn your computer on, boom, there it is, Republic Broadcasting. And, you know, again, you don't have to agree or disagree with the different hosts, myself, you know, even with other hosts from other networks, whatever. But I think at the end of the day, we're all going to say to ourselves that America is not the place it was 20, 30 years ago. I'm 40 years old. I can remember back, you know, a good 35 years. And this is not the country it was then. And what I mean by that is that we should be a more progressive country. For instance, this last winter, Denver got shut down from snow, and the Denver International there. And my dad pointed out, he said, you know, why don't they put heated runways in? I mean, we've had heated driveways for 20, 30 years now, for years. Put heating strips into the concrete and just melt the snow right off. But we don't do that. We spend our money in this country on social programs and things that are detrimental, that make people not want to work. Why should I work? I can just go get welfare. We all see it. We all know it happens. Welfare mamas, they call them. I mean, folks, you've got to start becoming more active in this. You can't leave it up to somebody like me to say something at Walmart. You know, I was at a bar, it's been 5 or 6 years ago, and there were some illegals in there, and they kept hassling some girls that were, you could obviously tell, married and were just there one of the girls maybe had a birthday or something. And one of these illegals kept asking the girl to dance. The girl kept telling him no, sternly, no. She didn't want nothing to do with the guy. She didn't want nothing to do with him or anybody else in the place. I was just in there minding my own business. Finally, I got irritated with it, that this guy kept, hassling this girl, just short of being physical with her. I finally got up, walked over, and said, look, Padre, move on. Vamoose. She don't want anything to do with you. And this guy got a scared look on his face like, you know, I was Godzilla or something. And I couldn't imagine me being so intimidating. I turned around and looked, and here was five cowboys behind me, all of them bigger than I am, and I'm not a small guy. All of them cowboy hat and big silver belt buckles, and they were all looking at these illegals like it's time to go. And I thought, why did I have to say something to initiate other Americans to do something? But the fact is when I did say something, these other Americans jumped on board, good boys, good American Southern boys that did the right thing. We're not minding to somebody else's business. We just don't want to have it in here, around us. America, get out there. Hit the streets. Let your voice be heard. When you see something that's not right, speak out. Till next week, keep your chin up. Signing out.
With recent international flights.